Hey guys, it's Moon Man here. Today it's time to talk about dinosaurs again, in particular a domed head dinosaur named Pachycephalosaurus and its relatives. Pachycephalosaurus lived 75 to 65 million years ago to the end of the non-avian dinosaurs, in which is now Western United States. However, other Pachycephalosaurus relatives have been found throughout the world. For now, I am going to call the dinosaur Pachy, since it's an easy short nickname for it. Pachy is an Ornithischian dinosaur. It and most of its relatives are characterized by domed heads and bone growth on their skull, five-fingered claws, bipedal stance, long powerful legs, and three-toed claws on its feet. They were herbivores, aka plant eaters, but may have been semi-insectivorous or carnivorous and fed on small reptiles. Size ranges on Pachy are inconsistent. Estimates from specimens are from several hundred pounds up to 900 pounds, averaging 4 to 7 feet tall, 8 to 16 feet long. Though other relatives of Pachy have been found to be much smaller, around the size of a dog to slightly larger than a man. Pachy is the largest of Pachycephalosaurian dinosaurs found, probably averaging 600 to 900 pounds. Some evidence points to Pachy living in herds. One thing really cool and unique about Pachy is its dome head and bony structures on its skull. This is definitely up for scientific speculation on what it was used for. A popular outdated theory in pop culture is that Pachy's butted heads, like modern mammals such as goats and rams. This is not scientifically accepted due to the density of the skull not being suited for heavy impact and would severely harm the animals if collision occurred. One thing noticed is that sexual dimorphism between Pachy and its relatives have been found on fossilized skulls, suggesting males had more horn structures on their head than females, and perhaps it's safe to say the purpose of the dome was purely for display. Males may have had bright colors on their dome to woo in a female Pachy. Pachy is a weird dinosaur, being a bipedal ornithischian. However, a thing to know is that Pachy's placement in the dinosaur family tree was most closely related to dinosaurs like Triceratops, aka Ceratopsian dinosaurs. Now let's talk about the possibility of Pachy and its relatives having feather structures, also called filaments, since they are more primitive than true bird feathers. A dinosaur related to both Ceratopsians called Tiny Yulong was found with direct evidence of filaments and Ceratopsian quills on its rear. Since also Ceratopsian dinosaurs had quill-like filaments on their rear and Pachycephalosaurs are related to Ceratopsians, it is very possible they had the same features. Not to mention some of Pachy's relatives, one in particular Alaska Sufail, lived in colder regions slightly below freezing. So it is very safe that feather-like structures could have kept Pachy's Arctic relatives warm, even though no direct evidence has been found, yet it is very likely. This YTMND may be inaccurate for not giving feathers depictions of these dinosaurs. One other thing to note is that Pachy and its relatives had really good eyesight based on their skull and eye socket positioning. Well, that's about it guys, these dinosaur YTMNDs are really cool, so vote 5.